Oh, come on.
Sing along with us. I'm Maggie Dawn. I've got candidate for the 5th Senate District, Sarah Harrison. With me, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We do this segment every Wednesday at 4:30. We call it Broad Appeal. I bring on women organizers, activists, electeds, candidates, and we talk about what's got their juices flowing, why they are getting activated in whatever way they are in such trying times in our political environment. And Sarah, you referenced as part of your story, you know, watching one of your kids get up in front of a school board and really not be respected or heard in the way that you would hope, which I find, and listen, I have been in a ton of public hearings. I have been the one standing in front of an angry room of 200 people. And I always knew that it was my first and foremost job to let people say what they needed to say and acknowledge and actively listen to them. And I just wanted you to share with folks just a little bit about who you are, where you come from, your family, so that people can get to know you more.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, I'm a mom, right? I have two wonderful young people, and my eldest is actually getting ready to graduate from UW-Milwaukee, studying what they call it JAM. So it's journalism, advertising, and media studies. And like a complete social media guru, I feel bad because like, I don't know how many times I'm like, can you take a look at this before I post it for my campaign, you know,
I love it.
And for my business and all these things. And then my youngest is a freshman at Madison this year. And just last weekend, I got to see him march with the Badger Band for the first time for halftime. And I am an alumni of the Hawkeye Marching Band. Oh. So we're both Big Ten Marching Band geeks.
Girl, you should have told me it I'm an so orchestra fun. Nerd.
I mean, oh, like, amazing.
We can nerd it up on logistics and analytics and on band and orchestra nerddom. That's amazing.
Awesome. That Venn diagram often overlap.
Yes. That's not a complete, there might be some correlation there, definitely. Yeah. Well, congratulations to
Thank
your
you.
Kids for starting a new journey, completing an educational journey, and looking forward to these next stages in their life. Folks, whether it's Sarah's kids or someone that you know, or maybe you yourself, Civic Media is always looking for talented folks. So check out our job postings at civicmedia.us.
Oh, yeah.
But before, while we were in the break, Sarah, we were talking a little bit about these really close districts.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the through lines between you and Mr. Young, my prior guest, was not only are you both running in basically toss up Senate districts, but you both are doers. And you talked a little bit to me about what I call like courage and integrity and using that to propel you to beat the odds or to get the win when you've got these very close districts. Talk to folks a little bit about that, because I thought what you had to say was really inspiring.
Absolutely. So I am one who will show up boots on the ground, sometimes literally because it gets awful cold. And I will be on the doors. I am out there talking to folks and listening. And I am a data nerd and I have looked at the numbers. This is the first time we're running under this Senate map for this district. And so what I looked at was the most relevant numbers, which would be the last assembly race. And when I look at those numbers, 50.1% Dem. So you don't get any closer to a complete wash. Now, there's always, of course, the incumbency potential benefit. However, people are pretty fed up. And I am too. And I'm right there with them. I am also, hopefully, I can say I'm pissed off.
Yes, you can. You just
okay,
did.
Okay, good. but you know, I am sick to death of people who keep pulling resources away from our communities and then wondering why we have all these problems. And I'm ready to hold them accountable firsthand.
Folks, you never know what is possible with a data wonky, get it done, courageous, integrity filled, ticked off lady who has a long track record of success in the private sector and in owning her own business. Sarah, as we close out our time here, when I've got a little bit of time left, one of the things that I love to ask candidates and electeds is, what is something about you that might surprise our listeners? I ran out of time with Trevor, but I've got some time with you. So
All right.
Tell us something that might catch people by surprise.
So this was almost 10 years ago. I was actually in the World Excel Championship.
You mean Excel, like spreadsheets?
Excel, the spreadsheets, yes.
Oh my, okay, we're definitely going to have to kiki and have a coffee like offline and talk about Excel tricks because, oh my gosh.
For sure. Yeah. So
what, how does this come about? I didn't even know there was such a thing. Yeah. And how did you do?
I didn't know it was a thing either, but a friend of mine actually works at the Microsoft headquarters and kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, you know, I think you would like this. And this was, again, this was like 10 years ago. So I did really well. I was a world semifinalist. If I would have made it, I know, right? But like now it's this whole production thing and there's spotlights and super fancy chairs. And like, it was just me sitting at my desk doing it.
Knocking out some spreadsheets. I'm assuming that you can do more than just like sum a column, average, mean, all that stuff. You know what I love in a spreadsheet is a little present value analysis.
Ooh.
Boy, that is some helpful stuff. Seriously, we're going to have to talk because love this stuff. And folks, this is just going to be an abashed Maggie thing here. And Sarah, I hope you don't mind if I do this. If I had a nickel for every time I was talking to someone in a leadership position in government and I busted out a spreadsheet and I was like, see, so I did this analysis and we got these weighted factors here. Here's this president.
And they
just gloss over and they're like, I don't do Excels or lawyers. I'm like, oh dear. So Sarah, if I lived in your district, you would have my vote. Just off the Excel expertise, but you're so much more. Folks, find out more about Sarah and her platform at sarahforwi.com. That's Sarah, sarahforwi.com. Thanks so much, Sarah. Right. When we come back on the other side, I'll be joined by two former federal appeals court judges talking about the crisis moment that we're in celebration of Constitution Day.